From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The White House is strongly condemning the release of more than 90,000 classified documents on the war in Afghanistan. The online whistleblower website WikiLeaks posted the records Sunday, which detail operations from 2006 to this year. A White House statement said the disclosure threatens U.S. national security and puts the lives of Americans at risk. The documents show U.S. officials in Afghanistan have long suspected Pakistan of secretly supporting the Taliban. Meanwhile, in Afghanistan, the search continues for two missing American sailors. The Taliban claims it killed one of them and took the other hostage. NPR's Quill Lawrence is in Kabul. He says the two men were last seen in the dangerous Logar province in Afghanistan, just south of Kabul.
It's really not clear why such a small team of Americans would have driven into Logar province, and it's right on the doorstep of Kabul, yet it's considered a Taliban-controlled area. And local officials in Logar province say that these men were warned by policemen not to go into the area where they went, that then they were ambushed. And we've been hearing from local sources on the ground that there were negotiations, that the Taliban had captured one and killed one of these men, but it took a while for the Taliban's higher command to catch up with the locals on the ground. So it's not clear if it could be perhaps a criminal insurgent group that has then sold these men onto the Taliban, or a Taliban faction that just wasn't in touch with the higher command.
NPR's Quill Lawrence reporting from Kabul. Tony Hayward may be on his way out as the chief executive of BP. Rumors of his departure have circulated for weeks. NPR's Jeff Brady says there are reports now that the oil company's board of directors will consider the issue when they meet Monday in London.
Tony Hayward has been roundly criticized for his reaction to the Deepwater Horizon accident. Oil industry insiders have speculated that once the flow of oil had been stopped, Hayward might step down. Since the April 20th accident, Hayward has made a series of public relations missteps. Best known among them was in May when he said he wanted his life back. Dartmouth Management Professor Sidney Finkelstein says history will not look kindly on Hayward.
His reaction and his actions after the disaster struck have been really a case study in how not to respond to a crisis.
Finkelstein says now is a good time for BP to change leadership, since the company has at least temporarily stopped more oil from flowing into the Gulf. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
A report released Sunday says thousands of mentally disabled immigrants face deportation proceedings every year, with little or no legal help and, in some cases, little understanding about what's going on. Human Rights Watch and the American Civil Liberties Union found cases of people who were delusional, couldn't tell the date or time, or didn't even understand the concept of deportation. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Prosecutors claim guards at a prison in northern Mexico let inmates out of their cells and then lent them guns and official vehicles to carry out drug-related killings. According to the report, the inmates would then return to their cells until the next time. The prison-based hit squad is believed to have carried out three mass shootings, including one last weekend that killed 17 people. The prosecutors say the prison director and three other officials have been placed under house arrest. Cuba Monday is celebrating the 57th anniversary of the start of the revolution, which brought Fidel Castro to power. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Santa Clara, Cuba.
In the midst of the biggest release of political prisoners in more than a decade, Cuban President Raul Castro will deliver the country's equivalent of the State of the Union address. This year, Revolution Day is being held at the Soviet-style mausoleum to Ernesto Che Guevara. Raul Castro is not expected to mention the imprisoned dissidents, who get very little attention from the communist-controlled press here. He is expected to talk about his economic reforms, in which he's trying to revitalize agriculture on the island. Raul took over as president from his ailing brother Fidel almost exactly 4 years ago. After almost complete seclusion, Fidel has reemerged this month in public. Over the weekend, he even ventured outside of Havana to lay a wreath at a monument to fallen heroes of the Cuban Revolution. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Santa Clara.
Tens of thousands of Boy Scouts are gathering at an Army base in Virginia to celebrate their 100th anniversary. A 10-day jamboree gets underway Monday. Scouts will take part in a variety of activities, such as archery, fishing, and testing their own DNA. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.